Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You ready for Time Machine?
Time Machine!
Shall we talk about your youngster who's entering our fifth grade? What is his name?
Jethro Bodine.
Bodine? Jethro.
No, ma'am. Jethro Bodine.
We always put the last name first. Now, male, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Just got a letter this morning.
Oh, you are the fun-loving one, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
Time to see you.
It's been a long time.
Whether people were booing or cheering, you got a reaction, and by golly, that's what counts.
They know that the price of success is tarred work. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
Well, it's time for Time Machine. We're going to be calling...
The future.
The future. We're going to be calling a brothel in Australia.
Very, very exciting.
It's almost 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Hold on, Kong. I'll put you...
Konosawa Kong!
On mic for that one.
It's almost 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so the Today Show's about to come on.
I would imagine that where we're calling in the future is going to be kind of slow if it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Actually not.
Or maybe in the middle of...
All the ladies are engaged right now.
Really?
Otherwise engaged, not to be married.
All the ladies are
engaged. Hello, I do not know about you, but I am now totally in my time machine personality.
Time machine?
Let's welcome to the Time Machine Show, a lady from the future. Hello, lady.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Don, and this is my best friend, Mike.
How are you? What time is it where you are?
It is 6:50, 10 to 7.
It's the future.
Time machine.
It's tomorrow.
Time machine.
What's it feel like in September?
It's a nice warm day.
Do you know where we are calling you from? It is only Thursday.
It's Friday here.
We are still in August. Isn't that amazing?
I know. We're in September.
It's so exciting.
Can you tell me who will win the exhibition game tonight? Between the Redskins and the Ravens, since it has already aired in the future?
Oh, I don't know.
And tell me something else in the future. Will we have flying cars like on the George Jetson show?
I don't think so, but you'll get 20 cents off a liter if you come to our brothel.
This is a brothel in the future?
That's right.
A whorehouse in the future?
The house of the working girl's house of the future.
Wonderful. Let me ask you, ma'am. What are prostitutes like in the future?
They're fantastic.
How so?
They're great.
Do they do future prostitutes do more than current prostitutes? What modern innovations have you come up with? Do you have a robotic prostitute?
Not yet.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine. We're calling tomorrow.
Tell us some of the names of some of your futuristic prostitutes.
Okay, tonight, or last night, and this morning, the ladies here, well, they're on escort at the moment at the casino.
If you're talking to us, you would have to say tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's prostitutes will be, and then you tell us the ones that are working currently.
How is CSI?
The ones currently working now are Angel.
Do you ever watch Crime Scene Investigation?
That's my favorite show, CSI Miami.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that they got that down in Australia.
CSI is on tonight here in America Thursday.
But we ain't seen it yet.
We get it Sunday.
What happened?
We had CSI last. We get it twice a week.
Twice a week, and you get it in the future, too.
Tell me something else. We are speaking now to a woman from the future on Time Machine.
Is it true? I see on my paper that was given to me that your name is Robbie. Is your name Robbie?
That's right.
All right, can I ask you a real important question, Robbie? This is real important. In the future, are women going to have men's names?
Are women going to have men's names? I don't think so.
Like, was your name in the past something like Angela or something, and now you're Robbie?
Robbie? I've always been Robbie.
Who will win?
Robbie can be a boy or a girl.
Right.
No, it can't. Robbie's a boy's name.
It is a boy's
Robbie
name.
Robbie is a boy's name, please.
And a girl's name.
No, it is not. A girl's name is Nancy.
Nancy is a good girl's name. I got it. I bet your real name is Roberta.
No, it's not.
It's Robbie?
Yes, it is.
Spell it for me in the future.
R-O-B-B-I-E.
R-O-B-B-I-E. See how quick she was? They're smarter in the future.
In the future, do we add more letters, or do we still only have 19 letters in our alphabet?
I can't even tell you how many there are letters in
the right now. I can tell you right now, currently, in my time, in the past to you, there are 19 letters in our human alphabet. In the future, how many do we have?
36.
36?
That's amazing.
More letters. Please to tell me the cost of your prostitutes in the future. Will it be cheaper?
Be about the same. 150. That's Australian dollars.
What do you get for 150?
You get massage.
Massage.
French and sex.
French? French? What's French?
She's talking in some, Don. She is talking in some kind of futuristic code.
At the end of the day, you get a happy ending.
Is this?
Oh, we know that. We have those in the past.
We understand that.
We have those in the past, don't we, Buzz?
Yes, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Can you tell me something? Who wins the MTV Video Music Awards tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
But you are in the future. Would you like to ask us a question about what it was like in the good old days, in the pioneering days, in the past? Go ahead. Ask us anything. Time machine.
Time machine. Ask us questions about the past.
Time machine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What were brothels like in the past?
Oh, they were all Wild West. Everyone in Wild West. It was Wild West, and people would get shot.
I would tell you a story from what will seem to us to be very current, but to you will seem to be ancient news. There is a man named John Carr who claims to have killed this delightful little child actress, JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yep.
As it turns out, he did no such thing. Now, I know to you that is old news.
Back in the day, it was a big story.
We are back in the day.
I'm telling her back in the day so she can relate to us in the past.
In her day.
Come on. Come on.
Can you please tell us the pick three winner tonight?
The which winner?
The pick three or Powerball winner for tonight.
Give us the three numbers.
We had Powerball last night, but I don't know the numbers.
Oh, no.
Tell me something else from the future. Who is the United States president where you are in the future?
In the future?
Yeah.
Ooh.
In the future.
It's President Bush now.
But in the future.
Hold on a second. If she's saying it's President Bush now, are you talking about where you are or where we are?
Where I am.
No.
That means he's going to be president in the future. And I say hello to that. Good news all around.
Get her done.
Get her done.
W is the man. He's got the plan. We support our president.
Where you live now, is it a special place?
Where do I live?
Where you live now, is it a special place? And did you have to use time travel to get there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, were you born there?
I was just born here.
So you were born in the future.
That's right.
Do you vaporize?
It's the future to you, but not the future to me.
How many futuristic hookers do you have that work at your brothel?
Tonight we will have.
You mean tomorrow 30. Night?
Tomorrow night, 30.
Yes.
Okay.
30?
Where is Captain Kirk? May I speak to Captain Kirk or Captain Picard?
Beam me up, Scotty. Do you like Robbie? Do you like Americans?
I do. You're Canadian, aren't you?
No, we're Americans.
We're American.
Listen, we may be from the past, but I'm going to tell you something. We always bleed red, white, and blue. Time machine.
Is your name Robbie the Robot?
That's right.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing all black.
All black? Is it a futuristic space costume?
Very gothic.
Is it made out of plastic like something that Angelina Jolie would have worn in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is a movie, of course, to you, which would be old and probably on some future form of Betamax, but to us is a movie that is out on home box office now. Please to be answering my question from the future. I will hang up and wait for your answer.
We've got that on home box office, too.
You do? So it's in the future. They're still running that old thing.
They still are.
Hey, in the future on home box office, do they run the same crappy movies all the time?
Well, I saw a good movie yesterday, Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a plane. I would think you would have seen that months ago.
You probably have that on DVD or whatever you call
That's
it
right.
now in the end of future.
On DVD.
That is an old... Let me ask you, your hookers in your brothel?
Yeah.
Do any of them wear spacesuits of any kind, ma'am?
They wear PVC.
What's that?
Like black leather, like black shiny leather.
Black
like PVC.
Leather.
Can you...
Like a shiny plastic.
Can you explain to me how it is that if I went to Mars, I'm not quite sure of the equation,
uh-huh.
I would weigh like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, you'd weigh so much, you would knock the planet out of its orbit.
How could that be? Tell me from the future. How come on Mars, because I'm assuming now you are in the future, you can travel to other planets.
Right.
You know, Pluto is not a planet anymore. May I tell you that from the current past? Pluto's not a planet, but if I wanted to go to Mars, I would weigh 1,000 pounds. Would there be other people on Mars that weigh 1,000 pounds in the future?
Yes, there would.
Serious question. Do any of your hookers have gills?
Have gills?
Gills like fish.
No.
So that they can breathe underwater?
No, they haven't. Not yet.
Do they have any kind of underwater breathing apparatus? You are close to the water, yes?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever?
How does Joan Rivers look in the future?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. That's a miracle. That's because she's had that surgery and all that.
Yeah.
That's right.
So are you going to have a busy night tomorrow, today?
Tonight will be incredibly busy night.
In the future, here is an important one. I'm basing this now on where you live, Australia. In the future, are the Wiggles still alive? I'll hang up and wait for your answer. Time machine. Are the Wiggles still alive?
Yes, they are.
What about the faggot yellow one?
He'll still be there.
In the future, is it still fun to make fun of sissy boys? It sure is in the past.
In the future where you live in Australia, what are the words you use for sissy boys in Australia?
For sissy boys?
Yes.
Gay, man.
Do you have words for it in the future?
What do you call a gay man in the future?
A gay man?
A homo sapien.
We call him a faggot.
You know, I've been looking and studying about your country in the future for a number of years. Do you think because you do live in the future, you have unusual animals such as kangaroos and koala bears?
Kangaroos, koala bears, wombats.
Wombats. That is a space-age future animal right there.
That's right.
Hot damn.
Do you ever entertain any kangaroos at your brothel?
No.
In a cage? Do you have any as pets?
Do you still box kangaroos in the future?
Oh, I got a good question.
For time machine?
How much is gas? How much is the price of gas in the future?
At this stage...
Dang, you're smart.
Thank you.
Dang, you're smart.
It's nearly $2 a liter.
I told you. In the future, the price is coming down.
What's a liter?
Oh, that's right. Is that like a gallon?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It ain't like it. Well, what is it?
It's
you're the smart...
Like that.
What?
Do the Wiggles ever come to your house?
Now, that'd be telling, wouldn't it?
In the future.
A liter is how much?
That would be telling. That would be telling.
Oh, man, so it's more expensive.
Indeed.
You heard it here. Gas is going to cost more in the future.
You'd be very surprised if it comes in here.
Can you please?
But our lips are sealed.
So you would not tell us.
Not all of your lips. I just made a joke about your vaginal area.
I know.
In the past. Tell me something. Are words like vagina still unacceptable to say in public in the future?
No, not really unacceptable. Because
in the past, you cannot walk into a tasty diner, sit down and order something to eat and say, my, you have a pleasant vagina. May I have the patty melt?
Will that change someday, ma'am?
I think things will stay the same.
Do you have a menu at your brothel?
Yeah, we do have a menu.
Could you read from the menu, please, without being too dirty, because we live in the past.
What kind of eggs do you serve?
Okay,
we have the Grand Slam breakfast.
Yum, yum.
We have a hostess special for 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours.
I go to Sambo's. Of course, because I live in the past. Now it's Denny's.
Yes, now. And tomorrow will be something else. If Denny is politically incorrect.
So what else is on your menu, time machine?
We have a deluxe hour.
A deluxe hour.
Deluxe.
That's right.
Ooh, deluxe. Does that come with food? Curly fries?
It comes with food, but not that sort of food.
You know, I have just been told that we are losing our magical connection to the future.
Oh, no. We will not be able to speak with this futuristic receptionist at the whorehouse.
Now, is there a futuristic website that you would like to give out to people in the past?
Yes.
What is your website?
Our website is... It's the S-I-T-E, the site... www.
Honey, we are in the past. We are not stupid. We understand www.
www.thesitecom.au.
Is it
you?
I think you are having trouble. Are people experiencing any kind of radiation in the future? Is that why you're having trouble giving us your website? Would you like to try it again with your crazy futuristic Australian lingo?
Do you have future? You have future mad cow disease?
We haven't got that. The site.
Is Kylie Minogue...
.com.
Is Kylie Minogue president of the free world in the future?
Is Kylie Minogue what?
President of the free world in the future?
I wish he was, but not at this stage.
I like to die. I'd jump her bones if she was one of your gorgeous whores.
Those futuristic girls are great. Olivia Neutron Bomb, the other one known as Nicole Kidman. Yeah. They are very pretty down there.
I like that Nicole Kidman.
Are you pretty, too, in the future, lady?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Who
I'm
do you look sure. like?
Who you look
who
like from the past? Past?
I look like in the
who
past?
From the past do you look like?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. Come on. I don't know.
Oh, please, give us somebody famous.
Don't be stupid like women from the present time that we live in. Show us that you are evolved in the future and tell us the celebrity you most resemble. I'll tell you, my friend and I look like the Hager twins from Hee Haw.
Perfectly straight hair. The Hager twins. They are from the distant past.
This is a popular show here in the past.
Very, very good. Do you look like somebody famous?
Somebody famous.
Are you pretty?
I'm okay, yeah.
Are you sexy?
Oh, I do all right.
Very, very good. Then please to tell us who you look like from the past, please.
And hurry, because we are running out of time on our time machine.
I look like Angelina Jolie. There you are.
Hello.
Baby.
Oh, man, oh, man. That makes me... I'm traveling. I'm time traveling. I'm going to time travel. I'm going to time travel to the future.
Do you still have VD in the future? Because I have VD
now.
I have VD on my fingers.
Be careful.
I got it at the Don and Mike show last night.
By too much handshaking.
I got VD all over my fingers.
VD of the fingers is very, very prevalent among our listening audience.
And you know what it says. Fingers to mouth, mouth to belly button to rectum.
And whatever you do, keep them out of your eye.
It has been a pleasure talking to a robotic woman from the future on our time machine show.
Robbie, I hope you do very well with your brothel and have continued success in the future.
Time machine. We talk to the future.
Good talking to ye.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
We'll put you on with our producer in the past.
Hold on, Space Age Lieutenant Uhura. Hold on, please, female.
I get it. Lieutenant Uhura.
Yeah.
Hi, Robbie.
Uhura.
Hey, how do you think it went? Well, aren't they fun? This is the way things used to be. What is that? Is that something you do there at the whorehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I think we're the best radio station here. God bless and happy whoring. Bye-bye.
Happy whoring.
All right, Kong. See, that's how you do a time machine.
That was a wonderful time machine to a whorehouse in the future.
That's time machine.
I sure enjoyed it.
That ain't 6 hours. That's tomorrow. That's way ahead.
Konosawa Kong!
I never get that. He's a monkey, and Rob's not a monkey.
Well.
Why do they play that? They call him a monkey. Is that supposed to be a put-down?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about getting my time machine right now and going down and see Angelina Jolie in the future.
Special.
Oh, damn, though.
What?
In the future, she will be old.
But this man will still be our president.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Thank God.
PFL.
There it
President for life.
We only can hope.
Get her done.
Get her done.
W08.
That's right.
W12.
Maybe they can write something in a law that will make him stay longer.
W16. Now it seems I've run out of my times for multiplication tables.
Don't ask for help from me.
16 plus tax, Jack.
I didn't know they was 4 liters in a gallon. That gasser I thought was cheaper is going to be like $300 just to fill up your car halfway.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Robotic vagina.
Ooh, robotic vagina. Yeah. Oh, no, I've seen one of them before. Buzzy's got a couple of them.
Fancy dicks you got here.
Thank you, our hero.
There is president of the future.
We will be right back, everybody.
Hold on. Do that. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.